Chapter 3. The charm begins to work. Act 2, Scene 2. Act 3, Scene 2.
Titania has her secret bedroom in a lovely part of the wood. She's now ready to take her rest on her bed full of flowers and plants. Oberon is relaxing near a stream, waiting for Puck's return.
Are you back, Puck? With the flower?
Yes, sir. Here it is. I found it in the valley.
I know the place where Titania sleeps at night. I'll drop the juice on her eyes and fill her mind with strange fantasies. Puck, take some of this juice and look for two young people in the wood. They were quarrelling not long ago.
Why, my lord?
She's a sweet Athenian girl in love with an arrogant boy. Touch his eyes when you are sure the first creature that he will see is the girl.
I'll do it. But how will I know the boy?
It's easy. He's wearing Athenian clothes.
At that moment, Titania, the Queen of Fairies, is getting ready to go to sleep.
Come now, my sweet spirits. Sing me to sleep, dancing around me. Then do your work.
Titania is now sleeping. The fairies fly away, singing softly.
We'll kill the worms in the rosebuds.
We'll silence the owl that hoots all night. We'll keep flies and spiders away from the queen's bed.
And I'll stay sentinel here to protect our queen.
What you first see when you awake, for your true love do it take. Wake if a horrid thing is near, be it a leopard, cat or bear.
Lysandia and Hermia too are in the wood. They can't find their way because it is night.
Fair love, let's rest here for the night.
Thank you. I'm very tired. I'll sleep on this green grass.
And I'll sleep next to you to protect you.
No, sleep far from me to protect my innocence. Good night, my love.
All right, that will be my bed. Sleep well, my heart.
I must find the Athenian boy to test the power of this flower.
But who's this? The boy from Athens? Of course, the girl is sleeping far from him.
This will serve you right, heartless boy.
Soon after, Demetrius goes running past the place where Hermia and Lysander are sleeping. Helena follows him at a distance.
Demetrius! Don't leave me alone in the night.
Ah, dear me, I'm out of breath. I'm ugly, and Demetrius hates me. Oh, who's this? Lysander? Dead? Or asleep? I see no blood.
Wake up, Lysander, if you're not dead.
Lysander wakes up, and the juice works its charm.
Huh? What? Is that you, fair Helena?
Ah, so you're alive.
Where is Demetrius? I'll kill him because he makes you cry.
Don't say that. No matter if he loves Hermia. She loves only you. Be content.
Content with Hermia? She's so boring. I preferred the blonde to the brunette.
You're cruel. Demetrius doesn't love me, but you have no right to mock me like this. Goodbye. You're not a gentleman.
I hate Hermia. I promise to love and honour only Helena from now on.
Just then, Hermia starts crying in her sleep.
Oh, help me, Lysander. Help me. Oh, a serpent is eating my heart away. Oh, what a terrible dream. Lysander, where are you? I'm so afraid. I must find him immediately. Is that you, Lysander? What are you doing here? Are you here to spy on me or to kill Lysander? Oh, God! You've murdered Lysander!
You are murdering me! You're killing my heart with your cruelty!
Nonsense! Give my Lysander back to me!
Ha ha ha! I'll give his carcass to my dogs!
What? Did you kill him? You're a viper full of poison!
I'm not a murderer! Lysander is not dead!
You're a monster!
She is the woman, but he is not the man.
What? Not the right Athenian? Then go, find Helena, and bring her here immediately. I'll charm this boy's eyes. Juice of this purple flower, when his love he first spies, let her shine in all her power, like the Venus of the skies.